Other games happening in mid-season tournament. We will have two games on Country 101.7 FM this evening in the Flint Hills League shootout. At 6 o'clock, it'll be Chase County taking on Osage City. Those two teams met last week with Osage City, handing Chase County their first loss of the season. And then at 7:30, it'll be Mission Valley taking on Council Grove. Those are both girls' games. You can hear both those games on Country 101.7 FM. Tegan Drahoon and Michael Deeker on the call from White Auditorium. Other games happening in the Flint Hills shootout. Linden and West Franklin don't have a score on that yet. And about to get underway in a consolation semifinal, Central Heights and Northern Heights. And then tomorrow is the boys' side of the Flint Hills shootout. And that will take place tomorrow. And some good games happening. Midseason tournament time. Gotta love it. Also, if you missed it, the Glacier's Edge tournament bracket is out. Emporia High will take on Mays as the Emporia High Lady Spartans, ranked number one in Class 5A after a 58-55 double overtime loss to Manhattan on Tuesday night. The Lady Spartans will have a week to gear up for that tournament, and they will play at 7 o'clock a week from tonight at Spartan Gymnasium against Mays. And then on the Emporia side of the Emporia High side of the bracket, Wichita Heights and Blue Valley Southwest. At the bottom half of the bracket, it's Derby and Shawnee Mission West, and then Seaman and Shawnee Mission East. I'll have to double check that, but those are the eight teams in the Glacier's Edge tournament from Emporia High next week. Also, Lyon County League tournament begins on Monday at Wye Auditorium. This has been the RV Doc pregame show. Starting lineups and tip next. It's Emporia High and Coffeyville from the Ralph Midler Classic in Chanute. This is Spartan Basketball on KBOE.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Doc, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
KBOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Let's go ahead and take another break. We're going to have the anthem here at Chanute. This is Spartan Basketball on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
It's time now for starting lineups brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the starting lineup for Coffeyville. 4-4 on the season, 2-3 out of the Southeast Kansas League. Coached by Griffin Walker in season number two. This is the lineup he'll go with this afternoon. Jamarion Logan, a 5'7 junior. Aaron Tunstall, a 5'8 sophomore at 9.2 points. And he was one of three players that missed the 2022 portion of the schedule. They will also go with Jake Horner, a 5'8 sophomore. Jameek Chob, a 5'10 sophomore. And in the middle will be Griffin Adamson, a 6'6 junior. I know Coach Lee Baldwin mentioned that he was at 6'9, but it was listed at 6'6. For the Emporia High Spartans, 8-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Centennial League. Coached by Lee Baldwin, season number one at Emporia High, 8-2. He has an overall record of 154-65. And the fifth different lineup for Coach Lee Baldwin this afternoon. He'll go with Sheldon Stewart, the 5'11 junior, at 5.3 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals a contest. Parker leads, 6'1 senior, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals a contest. Jalen King, 5'8 senior, at 11.4 points, 1.9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals a contest. Fred Jackson, 6 foot senior, 5 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals a contest. In the middle will be Cooper Rack, the 6'4 junior, at 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2.4 steals a contest. They're your starters, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High is the home team on the scoreboard, being on the top half of the bracket. They will wear their white uniforms. Spartans across the chest with the red numerals and the red trim. Coffeyville will come out with their black uniforms with purple numerals and gold trim. Down the side, they have Coffeyville in front of the chest, and at the bottom of their numeral is Golden Tornado. Emporia High will move to the basket to my right, and Coffeyville will move to the basket to our left. And the tap is controlled by Coffeyville, and they'll move to the basket to our left. As here's Horner now to Tunstall on the far side. Now over the corner, right corner, inside to the big man, Adamson. Needs some help. Spartans will bring out the 1-3-1 look here to start this game. Up top to Tunstall. Bounce pass over here on the far side. It's Horner as we view it here courtside at Chanute High School. Horner with the basketball over here on the near side. Here's Tunstall. Spartans trying to still, as Cooper Rex at the top of the 1-3-1. Needs some help to double team. Now here is Horner with the basketball right in front of the Spartan bench. Those lead ball, an entry pass deflected. They're going to go reaching foul on Emporia High. And a foul will be on, I believe it's going to be on Fred Jackson. And it's on Parker Leeds instead. That'll be his first team foul number one. And the inbounds goes up top to Tunstall. And a deflected pass, it's stolen by Emporia High. Fred Jackson picked it up. Spartans looking to run. Jalen King with the hoop and shoes. Here's Parker Leeds dribbling to his left, top of the key, swings over Fred Jackson, left wing. A minute in, no score. First possession for Emporia High. Parker Leeds, here's a Cooper Rec screen at the right wing, up top to Fred. Entry pass inside to Cooper Rec. He lost control of it and goes out of the bounce off Cooper, and Coffeyville will have the basketball. No score, 6:53 to play here in the opening quarter here from Chanute. Now bringing it up will be Jake Horner. Neither team with a shot here in this first minute 15, and they throw in the backcourt. No backcourt violation back to Logan. And another steal by Emporia High is Fred Jackson with the steal. Parker Leeds to the cup right side. Lamp is up and good. Parker Leeds gets Emporia High on the board. It's 2-0 Spartans 90 seconds into this game. Emporia High almost forces their third turnover, and they do as Parker Leeds with a steal, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Let's see who the foul is on for Coffeyville. Foul will be on Adamson for Coffeyville. That's his first. Team foul number one on Coffeyville. As Emporia High with the basketball, bounce pass over here to Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Sheldon making start number three this season. Jalen King, left wing with the hooping purple shoes. Over to Parker Leeds, right wing, up top to Cooper Breck. Sheldon, left wing. Stewart looking to attack. Dishes off to Cooper Breck, out to Fred Jackson, left wing. Now Jalen King, left corner, a three, and a foul away from the ball. No, they get out of travel on Jalen. They did get a travel on King. And so Emporia High turns it over for the second time tonight. 2-0 Emporia High, 5:55 to play here in the opening stanza from Chanute. As Logan with the basketball, double team here right in front of me. As they swing over to Adamson, he's inked up. He's got some tattoos on the left arm. Only a junior. As over to Tunstall. Tunstall needs some help as Spartans put on the 1-3-1 still. And they swing it over to Aiden Karen, who's into the game. He's a 6-foot senior. As they feed inside, and another turnover by Coffeyville. Parker Leach with the deal. Parker looking to attack. Dishes off. Was looking for Wreck, and it's deflected out of bounds off Coffeyville. It'll stay with Emporia High. As Drew Hess to the table, along with River Peters. River, the 6'2 sophomore. Drew Hess, the 6'5 senior, as Sheldon Stewart will sit down, along with Cooper Wreck. No, Josh Rios is not in. An entry pass into Jalen, kicks out. Parker leads, left corner, a 3-0 butt net. And that's a Valiant 5-3 for Parker Leeds. He's got all 5 points, and Valiant 5 are always available, always fast and always reliable. 5-0 Emporia High, 5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. They get inside Karen to Adamson, lost it. He's on the deck, and he floater from 13 straight on, missing by Logan, and the rebound goes to Fred Jackson for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to run. Drew Hess from the right side. Layup is good. Drew has his first basket, and Emporia High's up 7-0, and Griffin Walker wants a 30, and let's keep it right here. 7-0 Emporia High, 4:42 to play here in the opening quarter, and the Spartans are forcing live ball turnovers here this afternoon. Once again, I want to thank John North Ford for providing my transportation down here to Chanute and the Nissan Altima. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Emporia High, 3-of-3 shooting. Coffeyville's only put up one shot, but Emporia High has forced 5 Golden Tornado turnovers here in the first 3:18 of this one. As Cartridge, Missouri, and Andover Central still here, scouting a little bit. I did come here early enough to see the entirety of that game, and Andover Central's pretty good. I've seen them the last couple of years. It feels like forever. As Dontavius Boykin checks in, he's a 5'10 junior. He has the ball here on the near wing, almost a kick ball, and also checking in, it was Deron Davis. So wholesale substitution for Coffeyville, and almost a near steal by Emporia High. And Jalen just stole it away. 6 Coffeyville turnover. Jalen to the cup. Layup is blocked, and he's fouled, and Jalen's going to the free throw line for 2 free throws. It'll be the second team foul against Coffeyville. And the foul will be on, as they put it on the board, foul is on Tunstall. So Tunstall with the foul, his first. Team foul number 2. Jalen King to the line. First one up is good, nothing but net. Jalen on the season, 72% from the line. Emporia High trying to improve on their free throw shooting, a 62% free throw shooting team. Second one for King is good. And Emporia High is up 9-0. And a sub at the table for Emporia High, it's Sheldon Stewart, and he'll replace Jalen King. So Jalen with some good minutes. 9-0 Emporia High, 4:17 to play here in the opening quarter. As Jamarion Logan double team and deflected. It's stolen by Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon to the cup. All right, open layup, good. Sheldon Stewart into the scorebook, and it's 11-0 Emporia High, halfway gone by here in the first stanza. As 7 turnovers already by Coffeyville, and here is a pass and a layup is good. by Dontavius Boykin ends in an 11-0 run. 11-2 Emporia High, 3:45 to play here in the opening quarter. And there's a holding foul here on the near wing. Sheldon Stewart was fouled. Be the third team foul. Actually, it's an offensive foul on Emporia High. It's on Drew Hess. His first team foul, number two. As Tunstall back in for Coffeyville. 3:41 to play here in the opening quarter. 11-2 Emporia High. Also checking in, Keyshawn Hayes into the game. He's a 5'7 sophomore. As they feed it over the right side, here's Deron Davis against Drew Hess. Drew with a height advantage. And they swing over, Tunstall in the paint. Calvin Seeley's into the game, 6-foot junior. Emporia High getting some substitutions. As a baseline, here's Tunstall, and a foul on the baseline. It was a foul, so Emporia High will be the guilty party. The foul will be on Cooper Reck. So they gave it to Seeley. So Fred Jackson's out, so Calvin Seeley's first. Team foul number three. As over to Tunstall, left corner here on the near side. Now over to Davis. That's 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 11-2 Emporia High. Entry pass and a layup good by Boykin. And Boykin has all four Coffeyville points, and they have their four straight. 11-4 Emporia High. 2:48 to play here in the first. Drew Hess kicks it out to Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Here's a Hess screen. Out to Cooper Reck. Now River Peters with the basketball, left wing. River coming off the bench for the fourth time this season. Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Sheldon looking to attack. It's over to Cooper Reck. Now River Peters with it. Another Coffeyville sub at the table. Out to Cooper, left wing. A three. That one is off the mark. And the rebound goes to Coffeyville. And that was Davis and a steal by Seeley. And they just turned it back over as the pass was deflected. And Davis with it again inside. Adamson, left-handed layup is up and good. And Coffeyville has scored the last 6 points of this game. Adamson with his first basket, and it's down to five. 11-6 Emporia High. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Calvin Seeley with the basketball, left wing. Now Cooper Reck swinging around the perimeter. Here is Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon up top to Drew Hess, trying to get inside to Cooper, and a foul at the top of the key. And Drew, I got to get some, as Parker Leeds is out as well. I'm running the iPad, and I'm doing the game by myself. Foul on Coffeyville is on Adamson. That's number two on him. So the big fella is going to be out for Coffeyville, and that's going to make him sit down as DeAndre Shope checks in. Jalen King back in for Emporia High. Seeley's out. River Peters is out. As Jackson back in as well. Here's Jalen. Jalen looking to attack in the paint. Layup from the right side is up and missing. Jalen did not get the rebound. And Coach Lee Baldwin does not want his team to be missing from point blank range. And it was deflected out of bounds off Jalen. And it'll go. Or they did get Jalen with a foul, so. So Jalen is the guilty party, his first team foul number four. 1:25 to play here in the first quarter. 11-6 Emporia High, and another steal by the Spartans. And Parker Leeds got it. And now the team fouls are at four apiece. Foul is on Chobe. DeAndre, his first team foul number four. Swinging around the perimeter to the Cousins. Here's a Fred Jackson screen. Swinging over, Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Minute 10 to play. Spartans trying to snap a scoreless streak for a while after they started 11-0. Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Out to Jalen, left wing. King lost it, got it back. Under a minute to play. Spartans up five. Out to Fred Jackson, left wing. Fred looking to direct. Here's a Jackson screen. Here's Parker Leeds. Swinging around the perimeter. Here's Jalen King up top to Fred. Jackson looking to attack. Jalen looking to attack right side. Out to Sheldon, but then Jalen threw it away. Right into the Coffeyville bench. As River Peters back in for Emporia High. As Jalen King will sit down. So on the floor for Emporia High, it's Stewart leads Jackson, Reck, and Peters. As we're nearing 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and Coffeyville trying to pull this within three. Here's Davis. Davis back with it in the deflected. It stays with Coffeyville. Tunstall with it. Now right wing over to Davis. Entry pass stolen by Fred Jackson. Fred looking to go, but he is fouled at midcourt. And it's the 15 foul on Coffeyville. Foul is on Logan. Or did they get it on Tunstall? They did get it on Tunstall. That's his second. Team foul number five, and Parker leads to a play across the way. Emporia High has 14.3 left on the timer, and they lead it by five. They're trying to snap Coffeyville's 6-0 run. Jalen King looking to attack. Wide open right corner. Sheldon Stewart, a three, too strong. Rebound picked up by Shob, DeAndre Shob. 2 seconds, and Tunstall gets the right corner, a three. They waved it off as the shot was missing by Keyshawn Hayes. After one quarter, here from Chanute, it is Emporia High 11, Coffeyville 6. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
Emporia High with the basketball to start quarter number two. Cooper Reck with the basketball. Trying to feed it off to Jalen King, right wing. Here's River Peters' screen. It's King, Peters, River, right wing, a three. That one's off. And the rebound goes to Sheldon Stewart, out to King. King baseline, reverse layup is up and good. Jalen King has four. And Emporia High ends a Coffeyville 6-0 run. It's 13-6 Emporia High. 7:25 to play here in the first half here from Chanute. Boykin, left wing with the basketball. Boykin, double team here on the near side. Now Josh Shob with the basketball. Josh Shob, a 5'8 sophomore, and a steal by Cooper Reck. Cooper gets it off to Parker. Leads layup good. Parker has seven. And Emporia High with the first 4 points of the second stanza. They lead it by nine at 15-6. 6:58 to play here in the second. As here is Shob. Shob almost got his pocket pick. Now over to Davis here in the left corner against Jalen King. Step back three for Davis. That's way off the mark. And the rebound goes to Parker Leeds. Emporia High looking to run. Out to Jalen King, top of the key. Jalen looking to attack to the cup. Layup is up and good. Jalen has six. 6-0 Spartan run to start quarter number two. And they lead it by 11, their largest lead of the game at 17-6. 6:28 to play here in the first half. And the jump ball, the possession arrow will give it to keep it with Coffeyville as Emporia High has forced 10 Coffeyville turnovers. Emporia High has coughed it up four times. As Josh Shob with the basketball across the timeline gets into the front court to Deron Davis. And a skip pass back over to Shob. Shob double team deflected, stolen by Reck. Emporia High looking to run. Parker leads to the cup, layup good. Parker Leeds has nine, and Emporia High leads it by 13, 19-6, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Emporia High forcing another turnover, 11 by Coffeyville. As inside a floater on the way, whistle is blown, and a travel by Josh Schoeb, and a 12 turnover by Coffeyville. As entering the game will be Jamarion Logan. He'll come into the lineup for Josh Schoeb. Hess back in for a wreck. So Emporia High going to their bench. 5:55 to play here in the first half. 19-6 Emporia High. Here's Sheldon Stewart, right wing. Here's a Hess screen. Up top to Fred Jackson over Jalen King, left wing. Looks like Coffeyville's in the man-to-man. Inside to Sheldon Floater from five. Good. This goes to Drew Hess. Sheldon Stewart has four. Lead is 15 for Emporia High, 21-6. 5:30 to play here in the opening first half. Almost another near steal by Emporia High. Here on the near side, it's Schoeb, DeAndre Schoeb. Up top to Davis. Davis looking to attack. Gets over to Schoeb. A skip pass right into the crowd at the Spartan bench. Too deep on that one as DeAndre Schoeb turns it over. Seeley back in for Emporia High as Sheldon Stewart will sit down. 21-6 Emporia High. They lead it by 15. 5:10 to play here in the first half. Emporia High 11-0 nothing run. Then Coffeyville had a 6-0 run. And Emporia High scored the last 10. Jalen out. Drew Hess with the basketball. Swings over Calvin Seeley. Here's a Hess screen. Calvin skip pass into the stands across the way. And a turnover by Emporia High. Emporia High with 5 turnovers to 13 for Coffeyville. Emporia High 9 of 13 from the field. Coffeyville is 3 of 7. As Davis now up as they throw it. Schoeb lost it for a second. Got it back. Now Logan in traffic at the free throw line. Kicks it out to DeAndre Schoeb. Back over to Logan. Now back to Davis on the far side across from the scorer's table. Up top to Schoeb. Here's a deep three from 25 for Davis is missing, and the rebound is blocked as the putback was missing by as Cooper or Parker leads the cup layup. Good. And a timeout for Coffeyville. It's a full. Let's take it with them. 17-point Emporia High lead as Parker leads with 11. 23-6 Emporia High, 4:16 to play here in the first half. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. And Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Spartans on a 12-0 run here in the second quarter. They lead at 23-6, 4:13 to play. Coffeyville basketball out of the timeout as they get into the front court to DeAndre Schoeb. Now back to Logan. Now Davis with the basketball. And almost stolen away as Logan had to save it. And here's a double team at the top by Davis. Davis with a floater from 13 is good. Deron Davis with his first basket and 23-8. And a steal by Coffeyville as Davis got another one. Davis with four straight ends a 12-0 run, 23-10 Emporia High, 3:37 to play here in the first half. Swing over to Calvin Seeley, left wing. Here's a rec screen. Up top, Drew Hess. Swing over to Parker Leeds. Parker with a high hand. He'll look to attack. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Emporia High. River Peters back in for Emporia High. Calvin Seeley will sit down. 3:26 to play here in the first half, 23-10 Emporia High. Jalen King to play it to the right of his own bucket. He'll inbound to Drew Hess at the right block. Out to Parker, leads Parker in the paint. Spin move, kicks out Drew Hess. Jalen, right corner, a three. That one is short. Rebound to Reck. And Reck turned it over as a steal by Logan. Coffeyville looking to push. Logan dishes it off to Shobe in the paint. Floater on a wave, crawls off, and the rebound goes to River Peters for Emporia High. And Emporia High looking to run. Here is Cooper Reck to the cup. Layup good. Cooper Reck has his first basket of the night. Lead is 15 for Emporia High, 25-10. 2:50 to play here in the first half. DeAndre Shobe now up top. Bounce pass inside to Horner, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Coffeyville. Jackson back in for Emporia High as Drew Hess will sit down. It is DeAndre Shobe, Jamarion Logan, Deron Davis, Jake Horner, and see if I can get the other one. Trying to get the subs here. As Jamarion Logan. 2:30 to play here in the first half. 15-point Spartan advantage. Entry pass inside. Almost stolen by Emporia High. Here's Davis left wing. Davis step back three from the left wing. That one is too strong. River Peters with the rebound for Emporia High. And River is fouled. And a foul. It's the 16th foul on Coffeyville. Or it's on Emporia High. It's on River. So they called it on River. So an offensive foul on Peters. His first, team foul number 5. As Lee Baldwin, a little frustrated, one of our officials here this evening. As checking in for the first time, or back in, is Jameek Shobe. He'll replace DeAndre Shobe. As here is Hayes with the basketball. Shobe, it's side layup is missing by Boykin, and the rebound goes to Emporia High. Emporia High with the basketball, Jalen King. Here's Jalen from 15 short. And the rebound goes to Hayes, and Hayes got his pocket picked by Jalen. Jalen to the cup, wide open layup, good. Jalen King has 8. And the Emporia High lead is 17, their largest of the game at 27-10. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. As Boykin, Logan, Dave, Logan back with it. Hayes now with the basketball. They feed it over to Shobe. Right baseline. Needs some help. Skip pass, almost deflected. Here's Horner, 18-footer, left corner, missing. And the rebound goes to Parker Leeds, and Emporia High looking to run. Parker. With a minute 8, kicks out. River Peters, left wing of 3. Tool, strong rebound, Reck, and a foul. And a foul on who? And it is on Coffeyville. Foul is on Horner. His first, team foul number 6 against Coffeyville. And Emporia High will have it, leading by 17 at 27-10. Inbounds to Reck, left corner, swinging around to Parker Leeds. Under a minute to go. Here's River Peters, left corner, River, out to Parker. Parker needs some help, out to River Peters. Emporia High maybe going for one here. It's like a little man-to-man defense for Coffeyville. Swinging over to Reck. Now wide open, River Peters, left wing, a 3. Good, nothing but net. And that's a Valiant Fiber 3. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. River has his first bucket of the game. Lead is 20 for Emporia High at 30-10. 30 seconds to play here in the half. Entry pass stolen by Emporia High. Reck with the steal. Emporia High looking to run. River Peters, floater on the way, missed it. River, rebound out of bounds. And it will stay with Emporia High. It was last touched by Coffeyville. 21.9 left in the first half. 20-point Emporia High advantage. And I don't think we've seen this in a while. Emporia High taking control of a basketball game. Into Drew Hess. Drew, floater on the way. Right side is up and good. Drew Hess with four, or his first basket. Lead is 22 for Emporia High. Here's a layup too strong by Jameek Shobe. Rebound out of bounds going to Emporia High with 7.1 left. And Jalen King will come back in. Or it looks like Sheldon's back in there. So 7.1 left in the first half. Emporia High leads it 32-10. And Jalen will pick it up with six. Across the timeline, Hess screen. Jalen looking to attack. Out to Sheldon. Left corner, a three at the horn. Is pinballing out, and the rebound goes to Coffeyville. Good look from Sheldon Stewart. And Boykin with the rebound. That'll do it for half number one. All Emporia High in this one. They go on a 21-4 run here in the second, and they lead it 32-10. Let's take a break, and up next we'll be in the Long Bottom of the Plaza halftime show. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibility.